You're listening to Engage, the podcast for Delta pilots. On today's episode, Ryan and Tony discuss training contract improvements. Here's your host, Ryan Argenta.
Welcome back to Engage, the podcast for Delta pilots. I'm here with Tony Rolla from the training committee. Tony, welcome to the show, or welcome back to the show. This is your second time. We heard you from the strike committee and now from training. Thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure to do this with you, Ryan. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And you've been a longtime member of both the strike preparedness committee and the training committee. And we've actually not had an episode on training. So with new contract implementation, this is an important topic. We're talking new contract implementation specific to training. We're getting into the nitty gritty, the sexy stuff that we all want to talk about in training gains, improvements to the training section in our new contract. Let's dive right in and talk about what we're all thinking, pay.
Pay's a good place to start because everybody's interested in that. First of all, I'd like to say not only about the pay improvements, but if you have any questions about implementation, there's a lot of resources for you at your disposal. You can contact us, the training committee. You can look at negotiators' notepads. MEC updates is a good resource as well. Lots of different ways. You can contact your reps. If you're a new hire, your new hire coordinator, there's a lot of resources out there for you.
Talk to me about money.
All right. So the improved CQ and recency pay at $415 per day. That's section 11, B2, 3, and 4. That started April 1st, 23. So if you have training prior to April 1st this year, it's the old pay rate. April 1st and after, it's a new pay rate. Unfortunately, I've gotten a lot of phone calls about people training in March, and I had to give them some.
So did not go, it's not retroactive. If you were in training in March, you'll be paid
the old
at the old rates. And as of April 1st, 2023, training goes to $415 per day. But that's not qualification training. Let's talk about first qualification training pay. It used to be some complicated formula of the pro rata share, the ALV, yada, yada. It is now a hard 3 hours and 5 minutes per day, regardless of the ALV, for your whole training footprint. Talk to me about that.
It is. That's exactly right. It's 305 per day during the whole training footprint, which includes not only the simulator days that you have, but your days off. Yeah, which is a vast improvement. Depending on what your training footprint was, it could be a difference between that taking a severe haircut like you and I were used to when we went to training to actually getting what you would normally get while you're on the line.
Perfect. So under the new contract, pilots will receive 3 hours and 5 minutes per day, regardless of the ALV, for their entire training footprint, even on days with no scheduled training. So if your training footprint spans 30 days, and some of them do, most of them do, that's equivalent to 92 and a half hours of pay for that bid period.
That's right. And prior to that, it was probably somewhere in the high 60s or low 70s.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's quite an improvement.
So look for that in qualification training pay. And a note that is important is if you are currently in or were in qualification training that spanned March into April, you'll receive the old rate, the pro rata share for March, and then you'll begin the new rate on April 1st.
Absolutely. And the reference for that is 11B1 and 11F19.
Okay. So, and then all the other training, CQ, in command, anything else, recency, all of that as of April 1st goes to 4 hours and 15 minutes per training day.
Absolutely. That's correct. And then January 1st of 24, you're going to get another bump to 5 hours a day.
Very good. Now, QCQ, this is the quarterly CQ. This is the LMS CBTs that we do. That has increased as well.
And that's, it has.
And so a little more nuanced here as we read through it. But what should we look for? What should we expect?
I'll make it hopefully very simple. It's going to be a minimum of 60 minutes. If it's under 60 minutes of pay. And if the formula works out to be under 60 minutes of pay, it's going to be bumped up to an hour. 60 minutes of pay is the minimum. And then for every minute and a half over 60 minutes, you're going to get 1 minute of pay. So bottom line is you should see at least 60 minutes of pay. If not, then let us know.
So if we have a module that's, say, 30 minutes long, I should expect 60 minutes of pay for a 30-minute module, right?
That's the increased distributed training pay.
Okay. How about late night simulator training pay?
So the late night simulator training pay that has to do with the done by one, to where you can't be scheduled for an E period, but you have to be done with all of the simulator events by 1 o'clock in the morning, then including the debrief. So if you're in the debrief and it goes till 1:15, 1:20, whatever the time is, make a note of that, let your instructor know that we maybe do a little bit of pay, and then reach out to your training planner and the training committee and let them know, and we'll make sure that your time card reflects the proper pay.
Okay, very good. So premium pay is available for training scheduled or actual, which occurs between 0100 and 0500 local simulator time, including the brief and the debrief. Is that accurate?
Absolutely, that's correct. I would like to talk about the AEs and what some of the changes are for that.
Yeah, perfect. Let's do it.
One of the ones that we're seeing being used right now is the withdrawal from training. That's 11B5, and that started at the date of signing. It allows the pilot for once in a career opportunity to withdraw from training. You can say at any point from your AE award to being signed off on OE. So it's not just a simulator, it's including OE. Anywhere from being awarded to being signed off on your OE and saying, I'd rather go back to my previous aircraft. And it's really that's, and we're
just
already,
that simple. Okay.
We're already seeing pilots do that. And one of the reasons that we're seeing pilots do that has to do with the pay banding for the wide body categories. We're seeing some A330 or 765 pilots who bid the 350.
Okay. And to summarize, pilots will have a once in a career option to withdraw from training, and that doesn't incur a training failure or any negative effect, right? It's a mulligan.
Just making this one example up, who wanted to get the higher pay rate. And now they're saying, well, they're pay banded now. I think I'd rather just stay in my current category and enjoy the pay bump.
Right.
Another thing that we're looking forward to, this is going to be a fan favorite, actually. Multiple AE awards only getting the last training award. There were situations pilots were getting multiple awards for either being displaced or getting an AE and having multiple awards in their basket, shall I say. And they were going to multiple training events when it seemed like a list of training resources. So now the language is in the contract that a pilot with multiple AE awards will only get last one.
Okay. That makes sense, right? You've been awarded 330 FO. In the meantime, you were also awarded 320 captain. You're not going to have to go to 330 training and then go to 320 captain training. You're just going to get your latest award.
Absolutely.
So yes. Bid what you want and want what you bid still applies. It's just, you're not going to have to go through all the hoops.
That's right. Another thing that we're looking forward to that started on data signing at 11G8 is the long course option. If a pilot could have been awarded a short course, there's an option now for them to request a longer course. If you find yourself in that situation, contact crew resources right away. Tell them that you like to exercise 11G8. You'd like to have a long course. And you can also contact us and we can help you with that as well.
Now, why would I want to do that? Now, an example I guess I could think of, tell me if I'm wrong. So I'm a 220 FO and I'm going to go to training to be a 220 captain.
They're probably
going to put me in the short course, but maybe I'm a first time captain and I'd like the long course to get all the training I can and practice being a captain and learning left seat stuff.
Yeah, it has to do with those short upgrades and moving over to a left seat. Exactly. Yes.
Okay. So that's actually not a bad idea, especially since we've been talking about new hires becoming captains. But now you can ask for the long course to give yourself a bit more time.
Absolutely. Another thing that people, this will be a fan favorite as well, is category freezes are simplified. That's in section 22, G1 and 3. Initial courses are 24 months. Difference courses are 9 months. Everything else is 12 months. So it cleans up that section and makes it a lot more reasonable and user-friendly to understand.
Yeah, sure does. Okay.
One of the things, this is probably one of the most requested improvements in this contract, is the training schedule bidding. In other words, you're number one on this award. You should be able to bid the training padding that fits you the best, instead of having the training planner assign you a training plan. That's going to be incorporated March 2nd of 2025 to where you can go ahead and bid your training pattern. That's going to be a big fan favorite.
So we've got a ton of time between now and then to sort this out. That'll be a podcast for another time, but essentially you're awarded an AE award and you can use your seniority to bid when you want to go to training. Currently, it's just, I want to go after all the junior people, or I want to go in seniority order, but you can pick first, second, or third training period.
Yes, there's a lot to be figured out between now and then, but essentially that's how it's going to be. Just, it'll go in seniority order and you'll get, you'll be up, the senior pilot will get the opportunity to pick which training pattern fits their life the best. Another improvement is going to be smaller AE windows. That's in 22D, E, and F. That's another thing that was really requested. I know the MEC pushed hard for that, and that's a big win for us. And then golden days, golden day bidding for training that the company cannot encroach on. That's going to start January 1st of 2024. That's another fan favorite, to where you can protect those events you need for your family. So that's a big one for us.
All right. Thanks for that. Thanks for covering all those things. As some of these later implementations come into play, we're talking 2024, 2025. We'll obviously do some updated podcast episodes on those specific items. But for now, here's what you can expect. Here's what you can look for.
Great. And please don't hesitate to call us if you have any problems in training. 1-800-USA-ALPA, ask to be transferred to training. We're there to help 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Tony Roloff from the training committee, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
This has been Engage, the podcast from Delta Pilots. Thanks for listening. My name is Ryan Argenta. Stay safe and keep the rubber on the road.
You're listening to Engage, the podcast for Delta Pilots. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast platform, and receive notifications when a new episode is available.